Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, despite the COVID pandemic, excitement and anticipation of the high school postseason has arrived and is well on its way this week on the high school beat, knock on wood. We mentioned yesterday individual tennis singles and doubles in the state tournament ongoing. This weekend, cross-country girls soccer starts on Saturday. Volleyball gets rolling tomorrow night at Edgewood and Columbus East, where Eugene Kim's 25-4 South Panthers look for revenge against Columbus East, who beat them a couple of weeks ago, knocked them out of last year's state tournament. Disney Brandenburg's North Cougars playing awfully well against BNL in the 6 o'clock opener on Thursday night. And as Eugene was telling me,
the reality is this whole season has been a must-win situation. You know, the message to the girls every night was this could be your last night, and so you need to put it all on the floor. We're just trying to control everything that we're controlling. Instead of anxious, I think we feel very grateful that we get to even play on Thursday night.
A privilege and not a right. That's the way he's been looking at the entire season. The veteran Eugene Kim, who over the weekend won his 250th career victory. Beth May, the Edgewood girls against Northview Thursday night at 7:30. Edgewood hosting that event. Our thought for the day, change in all things is sweet. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
I tell you what, I always like to see good positive stories unfold, especially in this COVID high school season we're in. After ACL repair earlier this year, for instance, here's senior Megan Finley making a big-time difference for David Prawl's ninth-ranked soccer girls, who hosts the regional now on Saturday.
She's really making a difference for us. I think she had 3 goals in the sectional, and she's really connecting things well for us. Everybody else, I mean, we're getting healthy, and the girls are playing their best soccer at the right time. I mean, we got 4 or 5 girls that can score. When, you know, South has been good for, you know, a long time, but it always felt like they had 1 or 2 options, and I feel like we're a little more dangerous in different areas, and hopefully that plays out for us. But I think that was kind of the difference in sectionals. It was just the other teams just couldn't handle, you know, with as many weapons as we had, and Megan's definitely a big part of that.
That's Bloomington South girls soccer coach David Prawl. Field is loaded. Columbus North and Evansville Memorial in the 10 o'clock opener on Saturday. Floyd Central, the opponent for the Panther girls at noon. The two winners come back and play for a semi-state berth at 7 o'clock on Saturday night. Our thought for the day, do right, do your best. Treat others as you want to be treated. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.